Last Sunday in Week in Review, Ozarks at Largest Timothy Dennis presented a series of stories involving education and money. Today, he again brings us education stories from the past week, but this time the stories come with a twist of innovation.
In order to continually provide a viable education, schools must offer innovative programming to their students. One such story of innovative educational programming came this week from Rogers. Students at both high schools in Rogers will have a new elective course option next school year, as the district will be the first in Northwest Arkansas to offer a class in dance to its students. Phil Eichstadt is the district's executive director of secondary curriculum and instruction. He says that the class will take more of an academic approach to dance, including the history of dance and some dance instruction.
We're trying to expand our fine arts options a little bit. We've had a few, but we happen to have a teacher that is fully qualified to teach this and proposed this as a change actually last year, and we waited a year and she proposed it again and we put it in this year, and there's a lot of students that are excited about it, and it's a good addition to our fine arts curriculum.
While the course is a new offering in the district, the new class will not add to the school's budgetary needs.
There's a certain number of teachers assigned to every building based on the student population. And as long as the student population doesn't change, we don't really change the number of teachers. If we add a new class, students go into that class, but that's another class somewhere that they're not in. And it could result in another teacher having to shift to a different course, but it doesn't add any teachers.
Eichstadt says that district officials begin the process of revising the school's curricula in September. For next year, he says that many changes have been made to the course offerings in light of Common Core requirements. But innovative school offerings are taking place in another Benton County school district. On Monday, the district held a kickoff event for a new program to help strengthen students' bodies as well as their minds. Bentonville Schools Superintendent Michael Poor says that the program will help infuse bicycling into all the district's schools.
All of our elementary, middle school, junior high, and high schools all got bikes. $150,000 grant, combination of multiple foundations, multiple companies all coming together, all contributing today into a really an amazing event where, you know, we're promoting healthy lifestyles of our kids, and I think honoring this community too, because this is a community that loves its biking. So we will have kids actually getting to ride bikes and learn safety. We also hope that'll help alleviate some of the traffic concerns that come with just people being on the roads and create a better alternative to get to our campuses each and every day.
To help make cycling a part of Bentonville's school curriculum, 540 new Trek bikes and helmets were given to the school, made possible through contributions from several area organizations and corporate sponsors. Mary Lay is the district's executive director of communications. I spoke with her a few weeks ago in preview of the event, and she said that she helped hatch the plan to incorporate cycling into the curriculum.
When you do a lot of research on Arkansas, American League of Bicyclists ranked us the 50th least friendly bike state, and that bothered me. And the rankings of obesity bother me. And then we have a wonderful school foundation here who had given a set of bikes already to Lincoln Junior High, and we've seen the kids ride them every day and just loving it and feeling great about it. And then my husband just retired from working for the International Olympics in the sport of triathlon, and he is now the outreach director for Bike Bentonville. So he's into the bikes, and with all the new trails here in Bentonville and the Razorback Greenway, it just makes sense to use the trails as an outside classroom.
Lay says that though other school districts in the area have made inroads to making cycling a larger part of students' everyday lives, the program at Bentonville Schools is unique.
I haven't found one district that has saturated it in every school and actually made it a real curriculum piece where there's different safety rules and things that are taught. And we had a historian from Rogers Historical Museum actually figured out the history of each trail. Like a slaughter pen used to be a pig slaughtering house, and Mobley Trail was from the apple orchards of the Mobley Farm. And so we're even going to teach history while they're on the bikes.
Innovating in the classroom isn't limited to primary and secondary education, though. This week, we brought you a story about an innovation in education at one of the area's two-year colleges. Arkansas Tech University in Ozark is working to make sustainability and green concepts a part of the classroom. But instead of offering a sustainability major or other similar type of program, the college took a different tack. Bruce Sykes is the chief academic officer at the college.
We basically felt like it was our moral and ethical obligation as a university to develop a culture that environmental sustainability was taught throughout each program. So when you ask me which program has environmental concepts taught in it, I'm going to tell you that all of our programs are obligated to teach environmental concepts.
After deciding to make green concepts a regular part of courses at the college, Sykes says that campus officials had to come up with a way to identify what green concepts students are learning.
All the course syllabi will identify if there's a green concept that is taught to an industry standard, is taught in the course, then that course becomes green intensive. And if a student takes 12 credit hours of green intensive courses, then it's noted on their transcript that they are aware in their industry program, that they're aware of what the industry standards are as far as environmental sustainability.
Although 12 hours of classes fortified with sustainable concepts may seem like a substantial course load to achieve a green transcript, Sykes says that the extensive green training is crucial to having an impact on practices used in the industries in which the college's graduates will work.
What we want people to do is recognize that it's a part of your daily living and your daily job requirements, because we know our companies and our industries, it's a task for them to train people if people don't have some kind of appreciation for these type of concepts. So, you know, we basically embed it into our daily activity and our daily work.
Sykes says that green transcripts are unique to ATU Ozark, and that after he and campus officials presented the concept in Long Beach, California, other universities expressed interest in developing similar programs. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.